Let me begin with a question. Have you ever had to keep asking for something because the first answer was no? Perhaps you have to deal with Centrelink, accounts at office, an insurance company. Or perhaps you have tried to get something repaired when the trade says, "I'll be there maybe sometime next week." And if you are a teenager, you probably know that sometimes no simply means ask the other parent instead. My dear friends, there is something wonderfully persistent about today's gospel. A Canaanite woman came to Jesus because her daughter was desperately ill. And she cried out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." But Jesus did not immediately answer her. So she kept asking. The disciples wanted her to go away. And then Jesus said something that sounded surprisingly harsh. And yet, again, she refused to walk away. To understand this encounter between Jesus and the Canaanite woman, my dear friends, we need to appreciate the cultural tension. As we have heard in the first sentence of today's gospel, Jesus had gone into the region of Tyre and Sidon, outside the usual Jewish territory. This woman is Canaanite, a Gentile, an outsider. And so the evangelist Matthew deliberately used that ancient name, Canaanite, because it would remind Jewish hearers of Israel's long history of conflict with the peoples of Canaan. She is also a woman approaching a Jewish teacher publicly, and she's pleading for her daughter. So everything about her identified her as someone who might be expected to stay at a distance. But she came anyway. She called Jesus Lord and Son of David. Language of remarkable recognition and faith. And when Jesus seemed to resist her, she did not give up. So, my dear friends, let us pause for a moment and think quietly for a few seconds. Where in your own life have you had to keep praying even when God seemed so distant and so silent? Maybe it is for your grandchild or your grandchild. Maybe for your marriage. Maybe for your loved one's healing. Maybe for someone who has wandered away from faith. Maybe for yourself. So just hold that one person, that one situation in your mind. And that is where this Canaanite woman meets us. She teaches us that persistent prayer is not the same as demanding prayer. She is not telling Jesus what Jesus must do. She's placing herself entirely at his mercy. Her prayer becomes beautifully simple. Lord, help me. Sometimes that is all the prayer we have left. And that is enough. But then comes the difficult part into this gospel. Jesus said, it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. You need to hear how shocking that sounds. In the ancient world, Jews and Gentiles were separated by strong religious and cultural boundaries. The language of children, bread, and dogs reflects that setting. But have you noticed, my dear friends, what happened next? The woman did not become defensive. She did not storm off. She took Jesus' imagery and turned it into an expression of faith. So she said, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. What an answer. She is effectively saying, I don't need to be at the center of the table. I simply trust that your mercy is more than enough. And Jesus responded, woman, great is your faith. Her faith has crossed every boundary. What might this mean for us as a Christian church in the suburb of Newcastle? Who are the people around us who might feel like outsiders, like the Canaanite woman? Who are the people you might not be comfortable sitting next to? The young person who is not sure they belong, the elderly person who is lonely, the newcomer to the suburb with piercing on their nose, the person whose appearance or questions makes them feel that church is not really for people like me, or perhaps simply the neighbor who has never been invited. Who might God be asking us to notice? My dear friends, the challenge of this biblical passage this morning is not simply have more faith. The challenge is also, will our church reflect the wideness of God's mercy? We are not called to guard that table. We are called to invite people to God's table. Imagine an elderly parishioner arriving at church one Sunday and noticing a teenager sitting alone at the back. She walks over and says, good morning. I'm glad you are here. The teenager says, I'm not sure I am supposed to be here. And the elderly parishioner replies, I am not sure I'm so. And the elderly parishioner replies, neither am I most Sundays, but here we both are. My dear friends, that's the sort of church Jesus is calling us to become. A welcoming church where people can come as they are, where questions are welcome, where generations know one another, and where nobody has to earn their place at the table of grace. One time, a man said to his vicar, I have not been to church for 6 months, vicar. But I've been praying every day. The vicar replied, "That's wonderful." The man said, "Yes, but God has not answered yet." The vicar smiled and said, Perhaps God is waiting for you to finish listening to the sermon." Sometimes persistence is precisely what faith looks like. So, brothers and sisters, as we move into this coming week, what would this persistent faith look like for you? Perhaps praying again, perhaps forgiving someone, perhaps making the phone call, perhaps inviting someone to church, perhaps simply saying each morning, "Lord, help me." For those of us who are older, faithfulness may look like continuing to pray for children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. For those in midlife, it may mean trusting God through work, through family pressures, changing circumstances, and uncertainty. And for our teenagers, it may mean having the courage to follow Jesus when faith is not always the easiest or most popular as a high school student in Cotara. Different ages, different struggles, but the same Jesus. But the same Jesus. C.S. Lewis wrote, "Relying on God has to begin all over again every day as if nothing had yet been done." And that is what the Canaanite woman showed us this morning. Faith doesn't mean we always understand what God is doing. Faith does not mean every prayer is answered in the way we expect. Faith means that like this woman, we keep coming to Jesus. We keep saying, "Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me." And we trust that even when we feel sometimes like outsiders, we are never outside the reach of God's grace. So my dear friends, this week, let us be people who pray persistently, welcome generously, and trust Jesus deeply. And perhaps when we encounter someone who feels like an outsider, let us remember the Canaanite woman. Because the person standing at the edge of the crowd may be the very person Jesus wants us to welcome to his table. Amen.